We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack.
You know, one of these days, I'm going to make the mistake of turning off the mute button while I'm still singing to these songs. You gotta love Toby Keith, I'm telling you. Two things before we get back to it. I gotta say, first off, how moved I was. And, you know, my wife who's listening tonight, and I gotta say, you know, Thanksgiving just passed, and you get touched by the things that you're grateful for. And I am grateful for my wife. I am grateful for my wife. She has been put through the ringer with stuff in the recent months, and she is a trooper, and I'm grateful for my wife. So, got to say that. But as I was watching, you know, that song, it made me think of Bob Dole rising from his wheelchair to salute George H.W. Bush's casket. And I watched as W. was given the eulogy for his dad. And, you know, folks, I just think we have to remember the principles that and the traditional values that have made Kansas such a great state and made our country so great. And we have to make sure we fight for those things, because we are on a bit of a precipice, and it's worth fighting for. So just keep that in mind as you're, you know, settling in to do your Christmas shopping and you're worrying about the elf on the shelf. You might remember the things that are truly important. One of those organizations that does a heck of a job fighting for our principles and defending our values is the Kansas Truth Caucus. It's an organization, a coalition of legislators in the House and Senate who seek to champion and communicate the core conservative principles that that this show stands for and that the Republican Party stands for. And I like to share some of their the Truth Minutes with listeners on every show. And here's the latest Truth Minute.
Welcome to the Kansas Truth Minute. Facts about Kansas you may not know. What important chemical element was discovered here in natural gas by two University of Kansas chemistry professors? The answer in a moment. But first, here's something else you may not know about Kansas. Career Technical Education, or CTE, allows Kansas high school students to graduate with college-level skills and certification. CTE students get a head start on high-demand jobs like welding, computer science, and many other careers. Is your high school taking advantage of CTE opportunities? Speaking of opportunity, KU professors Hamilton Cady and David McFarland discovered helium in a natural gas sample taken from Dexter, Kansas back in 1905. Helium fills our birthday balloons, but it's also a key element in space, defense, and energy programs. And that, Kansas, is the truth. Learn more about the truth in Kansas at kansastruth.com.
You are ever listening and have questions or you want some further information, KansasTruthCaucus.org. It's a great organization. Hopefully, one of the new members of the Kansas Truth Caucus is has joined us in the studio. Representative-elect Nick Hoheisel. Nick, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me on, John.
Well, I have been trying to bring on the newly elected members of the House and give them an opportunity to kind of talk about what they're hoping to accomplish, what their big issues are. And, you know, I've got your website up here with your smiling face. And in your bio here, one of the things it says right off the gate, it says, I'm concerned about the direction of the state. And when politicians in Topeka raised sales taxes amongst the highest in the nation, I felt obligated to run. And right there, I totally agree with you. And, you know, people don't realize second highest food The eighth highest sales tax. The seven above us have no income tax.
Yep.
So I commend you for that reason. Mm-hmm. What can we do about it?
We can work to lower it. As you said, right now we do have the second highest sales tax on food in the nation. I believe we're 2% higher than anybody in our region. That hurts working Kansans. That hurts retirees on fixed income, and we can work to lower it. I know you had an amendment last session that didn't go through. I want to take a look at that again. I've studied that a little bit, maybe closing some exemptions and getting that down.
12 times.
Yeah.
12 and, times I tried last.
If I remember right, it was our friends to the left who were.
For the most part, we got the 55 votes, and as you know, there were more than 55 Republicans. So, but yes, it was people to the left of me, although that's a large. There are a lot of them left of me. I'm one of the more conservative members of the body. So let me ask you a question. It's district number what? What's the house?
It's district number 97.
97. Now, that's okay. So you took the seat. You got big shoes to fill, brother, because that's my buddy. That's Les Osterman.
Yep.
I mean, that is my brother.
Yep.
From another mother. I love Les.
Les is a great man. He's a great American. He's a Purple Heart recipient.
Yeah.
He served our country bravely. He served our state. He told me he finally had enough. And he actually endorsed me in the primary for this race. I had a primary, and I got his support, and I truly think his support is what put me over the top in that race.
I think you do have some big shoes to fill.
Absolutely.
The sales tax is a biggie. Is there, and I know your district because it's pretty close to the one, my old district.
Yep.
In fact, we're probably neighbors. Mm-hmm. West Wichita, where roughly is your district?
So mainly we go Maple to a little past 55th Street South. And then we go from Meridian out to a little past Mays Road between Mays and 119.
Okay.
So that's roughly about where it's at. And it's a good district. It's a good blend of retirees, of new families, of middle class, and it's a really good district, and I'm absolutely honored that I get to represent them.
So, I mean, that's West Wichita. That's, West. That's hardworking.
Yep.
Joe Lunchpail folks.
Just want to support their families and have the government get off their backs.
Yeah, no, I think you nailed it right there. I mean, that's just, I like to consider those folks, those are kind of like my district. That's pro-life, pro-gun, get off my porch folks.
Yep.
And that's, that's a lot of what I think a lot of Kansans are, really.
Yep, and it's a blast knocking doors out there. I mean, you so many interesting people, so many interesting stories out there. So,
well, it's speaking of interesting, we've got a caller on the line. I know him from I believe it's Andrew. Andrew, how are you this evening?
Amazing, sir, amazing.
Yeah, amazing how I can nail this, I tell you. Wow. So Andrew's called into the show a couple of times, it's always, you never know what I'm going to get with him. So let's just see here. Andrew, I don't know, you got to be nice now. If you're going to come after Nick, you got to be nice. He's not even been in the house yet, so.
Haven't even been sworn in yet. What do you got?
You got to be generous.
I will be
nice. Be gentle.
Nick, I won't make any rude comments like, that it was nice for Speaker Reichman to call in from the Waffle House tonight. I won't make okay. No, I wanted to go ahead and point out something from the beginning of your show, some of the conversation you've had, because we talk about the tyrants in black robes. We talk about the second floor there. But we don't talk about one of the most important parts of the equation to make this whole thing work. And that is the citizenry. That's the people who are affected. That's the people who gritch and moan. They're the ones who too often think that it's just someone else's job. And it's the part that is what we're also seeing lacking. Because I don't know how many times I have seen, representatives from city, county, and state show up to get input from their citizenry. And instead they get deluged with special interest groups. They get deluged with people who've got some cash interest. And the real fact of the matter is, in order to make a constitutional republic work, we the people have to support the representatives. Leadership isn't just going ahead and doing whatever the elected representative says. It means we've got to have individual responsibility and lead ourselves, and that means going and talking to you guys.
No, I think he's right. And, you know, Nick, I know you've served. I know you were on a city council district advisory board. You've been a member of the Southwest Village Neighborhood Association board. I mean, but that's part of it is being engaged in the community, is it not?
Yep, absolutely. I mean, we served on the district advisory board together, me and you did, John, for a little bit. And you know, it's the ground level. It's the ground level where you talk with the people. They come to you. You help their concerns. I've already gotten emails, phone calls from constituents that I'm already helping. I'm not even sworn in yet, but I'm already helping them because I want them to reach out to me. Even if they're not in my district, reach out to me. I can put you in touch with the people who you need to be in touch with for your issues. I have active Twitter, Facebook, email, phone call. However people want to get a hold of me, I want them to get a hold of me because that's how this constitutional republic is going to work.
That's it. I mean, and that's the part tonight that everyone who's listening, man, that's the message we've got to take away, because I don't care if we send the best people to do the best job, if we're all sitting on our thumbs and, you know, yeah, hey, by the way, this most recent election, the percent turnout, that's a promising idea, they're a promising result. I'd like to see that continue, but we need to have more of the people's voice getting to your guys' ears, and I really think we, as you pointed out, John, we've got some really good possibilities, but we've got to pick up our side and do the job as well. It's expecting you guys to do yours too.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you, Andrew. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks.
You know, he's right though. That is the key, and making sure that that people stay engaged and stay active. But but it's our, you know, it's incumbent upon us as well too.
Yep.
Yep, make sure that
absolutely.
We, speaking of staying active and staying engaged, I got to pay for this show somehow. We'll take a quick break and we'll be back. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 1330 KNSS.